Upcoming training opportunities will help get you involved in the Water Watch program. We're checking the calendar next on Western Life Radio. Summer has officially begun, and Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need for your next outdoor adventure. From hiking to camping to shooting, ready for some fishing? Sportsman's Warehouse has all the rods, reels, baits, and nets you need for success. And hunting season will be here before you know it, so bring in your bows for free tune-ups. The best part of all is that at Sportsman's Warehouse, you'll find knowledgeable people who are passionate about what they do, and they will get you just what you need. Sportsman's Warehouse. Take it outside.
Play safe on the water. In Utah, youth 12 to 17 must pass an approved safety class prior to operating personal watercraft on Utah waters. Classes are offered statewide. Register now or get more information by calling 801-538-BOAT. Visit stateparks.utah.gov. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Attend an upcoming training session to get involved in the Utah Water Watch Program. Eli Robinson invites us to the class.
So we've got trainings coming up, and I think we'll probably be scheduling some more as well. So if you're specifically interested in that Tier 2 program, you've got some scientific background, just go ahead and email us at waterquality@usu.edu and say what you're interested in and where you're at, and we'll make sure to get you set up with the training. Just let us know. We'll get you on our interested volunteer list. We get a bunch of people in Provo that are interested this summer. We'll set up a training. I know we'd like to have some more Tier 1 trainings this summer. We don't have dates picked for them yet. But if you're interested, send us an email, watercquality@usu.edu, and we'll get a training set up in your neck of the woods. I think we've trained almost 50 volunteers this year, so we've picked up quite a few more volunteers this year. But on average, we go around 100 volunteers throughout the state. So we do have a list of about 22 reservoirs around the state that are more at risk for algae blooms. So we'd love to have people monitoring those reservoirs. We've got a map, I believe it's on our website, of those 22 reservoirs. So we've got some specific ones, anything from Utah Lake to Schofield to Paiute Reservoir and Otter Creek down in central Utah to Gunlock Reservoir down in southern Utah. There are about 22 water bodies that were identified by the state as being more at risk for algae blooms.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.